meeting of oceanographers will be held in San Antonio, Texas next month. The University of Alaska Fairbanks will be well represented by the scientists of the Institute of Marine Science. Many are presenting papers, some will chair sessions. I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. Vera Alexander, Director of the Institute of Marine Science, explained that the American Society of Limnology and Oceanography, or ASLO, has become particularly important to biological and chemical oceanographers over the years. ASLO publishes the most significant journal in the field of oceanography. For the first time, however, the American Geophysical Union will be co-sponsoring the coming meeting.
AGU has been the principal physical oceanography vehicle and organization. So that in the past, the physical oceanographers have met separate from the biological ones, and this time they're finally getting together and meeting at the same meeting for all oceanographers.
Alexander believes AGU's involvement this year is long overdue and particularly significant.
For one thing, I think that oceanographers are finally realizing that the physical oceanographers and the biologists and chemists have to work together, and this will give an opportunity for a much more sort of cosmopolitan audience for the papers, and I think it's reflected by the number of interdisciplinary sessions that you see set up for this particular meeting.
One of the IMS scientists who will attend the meeting is Dr. John Gearing. His session will focus on PROBES, the processes and resources of the Bering Sea Shell. PROBES is a multi-institutional and international project that will be conducting its final field trip this spring. The six-year project has attempted to answer the question of why there are so many fish in the Bering Sea. Dr. Alexander will be co-chairing a special session on the physics and biology of ice edges, based on her research and that of Dr. Joe Niebauer in the Bering Sea. As the meeting of a year for oceanographers, Alexander stresses its importance.
I think the most important thing is contacts with other scientists from other institutions. It's a sort of, it's the outside the meeting times are just as important as the inside in terms of planning research and making people aware of what you're doing and making people aware of the University of Alaska and its involvement in oceanography.
The joint ASLO-AGU meeting will be held February 16th through the 18th. The Institute of Marine Science ranks among the top 10 oceanographic institutions in the nation. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedzo. The Ketchikan Theater Ballet will perform Sunday at 4 in the Fine Arts Theater. Award-winning German films will be shown Wednesday and Thursday night at 7:30 in Brooks Room 204. On Saturday, January 30th, the Friends of Music are sponsoring a faculty recital at 8 p.m. in the Concert Hall, and the Concerto Competition Finals are scheduled for Sunday from 1 to 6. Two exhibits you won't want to miss are now on display. Larry Jernigan's color photograph collection of various insects is in Wood Center until February 12th, and the Skins, Skulls, and Bones exhibit at the University of Alaska Museum will be up until February 21st. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.